Andy, it's too bad we can't put you Skyping in on Facebook Live for the whole show. You're bouncing on your little exercise ball through that whole James Otto song. It was great.
I love it.
So it is the Andy Summers Show. Andy, for the last couple of weeks, has been home in her basement sitting on a exercise ball while producer Donnie and I are here at the studio. And being home does have its difficulties in that, Andy, I noticed yesterday, because I live in a townhouse community, so all the houses are connected and the front doors aren't too far apart. Everybody has a little intercom because, as I've mentioned many times, there are so many stairs in these houses.
Oh, there's no way. So is the intercom like at the bottom, or how does it work?
Yeah, it's right next to everybody's front door.
So somebody, and all the stairs are on the inside. There's
on the inside, right? Okay, yeah. So when someone rings or knocks, instead of going down the 400 stairs and passing out, you can just hit the little button up in your living room. Hello,
Wow. Hello,
who's out there?
Oh my! It's like Rhoda.
It's like Rhoda.
Do you remember?
Wow.
Rhoda, and she would talk to her doorman.
Yeah, it's just like Rhoda. Yeah, exactly. So, boy, you're going stir crazy, aren't you, at home? So I have this neighbor, and she's brand new. She's only been there maybe a month or two. I think I've seen her once. Her intercom is stuck in the on position. So all the rest of us that have been there a while know that these intercoms were installed poorly, or the equipment's bad, it's faulty, that they get stuck a lot. And you don't know it if you're inside.
So it's stuck in that whatever's happening inside, you can hear on the outside. Like the inside microphone is on.
Yeah.
Oh.
So how are you really going to know, right?
Does she live with someone?
As far as I can tell, no. She just has an older dog and a cat.
An older dog. How does she know? How do you know that it's older?
Because the one time I saw her dog looked like it was 1,000.
Oh, you didn't hear her yelling like, get up, old man, old dog.
Well, that's so here's my problem. So as with nothing really else to do, I'm taking my dog for 19 walks a day. And when I go out my door, I can immediately hear what's going on inside her place. I hear the TV a lot. I hear her talking. I don't know if she's on the phone or if she's talking to her pets or herself. I don't know. So
it picks up everything.
Everything. And everybody outside, I mean, you have to be maybe within 20 feet of her door, but you can hear what's going on inside. So I don't know. Well, I guess I do know. The right thing to do would probably be to knock or ring the bell and say, hey, you might want to disconnect a wire or something. But I don't know. It's kind of a treat every day.
It's embarrassing, right? Because you know that then she's going to look at you like, oh, what have you been listening to?
Like, yeah, I don't want to be judged like I'm the one that did something wrong. I'm trying to help out.
Right. So what do we do?
Yeah.
All right. Well, have you been listening? Like, have you gotten any juicy stuff?
Yeah, because, I mean, we live kind of at the end, so it's not like people are going to see me just standing there for 10 minutes listening. What I'm trying to do is, it seems like she's watching a lot of TV news. And so I'll try to guess if I know who the news anchor is. Like, is she watching 6ABC? What is she watching?
You don't have cable, so that's a great way for you to actually get your news.
To
then,
stay informed.
Just stand outside her. So I say don't tell her.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like,
wow.
That's just another way for you to get some entertainment while the rest of us are just stuck with what's on television.
I have to say, I did not expect that response from you. I thought you would want me to do the good neighborly thing and knock on her door and inform her of what's going on.
These are tough times, Dave. Tough times call for tough measures. And I say, don't tell her.
All right. Let me know. What do you think I should do? 215-263-6700. Good morning. And thank you for starting your Friday off with the Andy Summers Show here on 92.5 XTU, along with Andy and Dave Cruz. Also have producer Donnie in house. And just talked about a problem I have at home where my neighbor's intercom, all the houses have a little intercom by the front door. Hers seems to be stuck in the on position. So everybody outside can hear what's going on inside her home.
I can't wait to see pictures of the crowd gathering outside her house when she has a date come over.
Is it illegal if I record what's going on? Can I do that? Or would I get in trouble for that?
That's super wrong. It's one thing for you to just listen. I don't think it's, as long as no one catches you, maybe it's okay.
Okay. But, whoa, it happened to Andy today. So I asked for Andy's advice because I thought, well, the neighborly thing would be to knock on the door and let her know that everyone can hear what's going on.
But that's embarrassing.
Yeah, so
like, what are you going to, hi, my name's Dave, and I'm able to hear everything that's happening inside your home. You know, like, you're the creeper then.
Yeah, I don't need more people knowing that. So hoping for some better advice. Mark, what should I do with this situation?
I would say leave an anonymous note. That way he doesn't know it's you exactly, but you know someone was listening, and
Okay, that's good.
Here's a solution.
Okay, yeah, just stick a little stick a little note on the front door or the intercom. How about if I put like a neighbor's name on so they think that that person's the creeper? Hey,
well,
I've been
she hot? I mean, put your phone number on.
No,
it, you know,
ooh, no,
good call,
she's
Andy.
Not.
No,
oh.
that would just give him away then.
That's well, right. But I mean, but if she's good looking, then that's his way in. You know what I'm
well,
saying?
Andy, as you know, if she was good looking, this problem would have been solved days ago.
That's a good point.
I could throw a neighbor under the bus. I'm thinking, but oh, your intercom's been on for a while. I've been listening. Sincerely, Paul. Or
right.
somebody.
Paul the neighbor. No one
Paul
likes that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or I'll say Mark.
Yeah.
Mark.
No, don't. Mark is calling with good
oh,
advice.
Okay. I'm sorry. I won't
Come
do that
on.
To you, Mark. Thank you for the advice, Mark. We appreciate it.
Yep, no problem. Is it cool if I give a real quick shout out?
Yeah, absolutely. To who?
Anyone working in laundry facilities for hospitals, laundromats, wash and fold, all those guys.
Yeah, that's right. Very good. Yeah,
100%.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you, Mark.
Yep.
Appreciate the
Thank
shout
you.
Out.
Love you guys. Love your show.
Thank you, Mark.
The Andy Summers Show. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.